The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Baby, you went and broke your faithful promise. How could you do a thing like that to me?
Where do you find these songs, Matt? This is great. Frank Sinatra.
Capitol Singles Collection.
There you go, baby.
I promise.
Swing it in the morning, baby. They ain't getting us down.
How could you do a thing like that to me?
Yeah. That's... Hey, 8:06 on the radio with Joe Piscopo. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. We're going to talk. Carol Markowitz is going to join us from the New York Post, and Mike Gallagher is going to jump on. Corey Lewandowski, Jim Brewer, my SNL. But I'll tell you, he's hotter than ever. Jim is. God bless Jimmy. He's kind enough to join us in the morning. And so we got a great show for you. We want to go right now, if we can, to Dr. Joel Zinberg. Dr. Zinberg is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute and associate clinical professor of surgery at the Icahn Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. Quite a resume right there. Dr. Zinberg, welcome to the show, sir. Great of you to join us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate it. Now, I see the article that you wrote, sir, and this is that the United States is nearing immunity from COVID-19. Tell us about that, please.
Well, if you look at the numbers that of people who have both vaccine immunity and natural immunity, it looks like we're probably at about 80% of the population having some form of immunity. Wow. And this comes from CDC numbers where they did what's called seroprevalence studies, looking for antibodies in people who had given blood donations so that they could get an estimate of what's going on in the population. And they were able to find, based on the types of antibodies, that probably, if you apply their figures to the current numbers of confirmed cases of infections, that you probably, the real number of infections and recoveries is probably amounts to about 25% of the population. In addition, you have about 55% of the population that's vaccinated. So when you take those numbers into account, plus the fact that you have about another 10% of the population who's gotten at least one dose, which provides some protection, albeit not as good as the full two doses, you're at about 80%. And, you know, no one knows exactly what is needed for herd immunity, but we're closing in on that number. I mean, Delta probably pushed the number upwards. But the good news is that the Delta infections and hospitalizations and deaths appear to have peaked and are now declining.
Interesting. And then do we have to worry, are the Lambda and the Mu now a variant, are they as potent as the Delta was, sir?
Well, the Mu variant is only about 1%. Of the cases. Lambda is also a relatively low number. And it really remains to be seen, you know, first of all, how widespread they become in this country and how transmissible they're going to be.
You know, we appreciate that because you're being so honest with us. And sometimes I think they try to alarm us, Dr. Zinberg, you know. So, and you're giving us just facts here, and they're positive facts. And we appreciate that more than we could possibly tell you, sir. Hey, this is a layman's question, if I may, Dr. Zinberg. So I see more people, I said it earlier on the show, kids at the school, my kid's school, they're getting strep throat. They're getting they're getting like these infections that I didn't see all last year. It was either COVID or you were okay, you know? And is that an indication when people are now starting to get regular colds, for example, that would be an indication that maybe COVID is indeed going away, yes?
Well, no, that isn't necessary. That's probably more a reflection of the fact that kids were not in person in school.
Yeah.
And in most situations, they were masked. Everyone was masked. So you had a drop-off in a lot of other diseases, respiratory diseases that you normally see. Like, it was a mild flu season last year simply because, you know, of all the precautions people were taking about COVID. So you're going to see probably an uptick in the sort of regular things kids get at school and bring home. But it's, you know, thankfully, as we know, most of those things are not life-threatening.
But it's true. This is why I'm not a clinical professor of surgery at the Icon Mount Sinai School of Medicine, because I will come up with my own assumptions. But you know what? The mask thing, if I may here, sir. People, don't wear a mask, don't wear a mask. So I'm a hypochondriac. I'll wear a mask. You tell me to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. I get on a plane, I want to wear a mask, you know? But the mask things probably did keep a lot of the flu, a lot of these strep, for example, a lot of those colds, for example. That's because people were wearing masks, you think, huh, Doc?
Well, it's partly they're wearing masks. And, you know, one thing that most people don't get, in particular the people in, you know, who are real sort of fanatics about it, and many of whom are in the government, is that people, you know, are not completely stupid. They see what's going on and they begin to take precautions on their own. So, for example, when COVID began to circulate back in the spring of 2020, people began to go out less often.
Yeah.
They would go to less crowded venues. They, you know, stay home more often. They were much more careful. They avoided situations, whether it's, you know, particular places or contact with particular people that they thought might expose them to infection.
Yeah.
So it's all of those behaviors. It's not just masks.
Yeah. And, Doc, I got to ask you, too, about the vaccine, because people don't want to get, they don't trust the government. Dr. Zimber, you understand that. We don't, I trust you because you're in the arena. The government is not. So, and with due respect, but they don't seem to understand. Like, when I talk to my doctor, and I always suggest talk to your doctor, talk to your own personal doctor or to a healthcare professional that you go to. With the vaccine, people, this is where I'm confused. I got the vaccine. I'll get it again. I'll take the booster. Dr. Zimber, you got it. I'll take it, because you know what? I'm a hypochondriac, and if better safe than sorry. That's my attitude. But if someone doesn't want to take it, someone doesn't trust the government, I so understand that, and I don't hold that against them. But why? They're yelling at us. They're yelling at people, you got to get vaccinated. You're causing the bump in the virus. You're causing it if you're not vaccinated. But it's not making sense, because I take the vaccine because now that should protect me against the people who are not vaccinated and perhaps get the virus. The messaging is so, and is it me, Doc? But the messaging is so unprofessional coming out of the United States government. Am I wrong when I say that, sir?
Well, I think, you know, the president has a tendency to scold people. You know, when he made his announcement about vaccine mandates last Thursday, he sounded more like a king than a president. He said, you know, we've had a lot of patients, but our patience is running out.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not the way to convince people to get
vaccinated.
Exactly. I do think, you know, your listeners should know that this is a safe vaccine. It's been thoroughly vetted by the FDA, and we now have a lot of experience. I mean, you've got about 175 million people in this country alone have been vaccinated.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some side effects, but they're really, all things considered, very mild and, you know, very rare. So I think people can be assured that this is a safe vaccine. As you noted, it's something that's going to protect you, and it's also going to protect the people around you, your family, because now they can hang out with you without a mask and, you know, be feeling pretty confident that you're probably not infected and they're safe.
Yeah. Do you believe in the booster, Dr. Zimberg, the booster? I'm about to take. They said later this month the booster will come out for Pfizer. I'm about to take it. And again, I know we're not giving it medical advice here. Please, we're not giving medical advice, just opinions. What do you think about that, the booster, Dr. Zimberg?
Well, I think the booster, it's still, you know, you haven't gotten official clearance from the FDA, or there's a committee called ACIP that's part of the CDC that reviews vaccination protocols on booster recommendations. But the evidence seems the clearest for people who have immune-suppressing conditions or people who are older, that they would probably benefit the most from the boosters.
Okay.
So for sure, that seems to be pretty clear, and that seems to be what's come out of Israel. Whether everyone needs a booster shot or not, I'm going to wait for the official word. You know, after all, the announcement about boosters becoming available in the end of September was a little premature, simply because you didn't have the formal approval. So when we get the formal approval, then I think I'd feel more comfortable telling people. But certainly, you know, if you have, you know, something that, if you have a cancer, God forbid, or if you have HIV, you know, something like that, where you probably didn't respond very well to those initial vaccines, you could definitely use a booster shot.
And Doc, one more question, if I may. We appreciate your time, sir. Dr. Joel Zimberg, kind enough to join us. When we talked to some folks yesterday about my children, you know, I got the kids vaccinated. You know, they're in high school and older. So I got my kids vaccinated. But now they say, oh, there might be heart problems now with the vaccine for children. Do I have to worry about that now, sir?
Generally speaking, those episodes have occurred within a few weeks of getting the vaccine.
Okay.
So if they didn't get it, then that's not going to be. And thankfully, those cases, it's called conditional myocarditis, which is an inflammatory condition, seem to almost uniformly resolve within a few weeks with no long-term sequelae. So, you know, it is something that happens. Thankfully, it's rare, and thankfully, it's short-term.
Dr. Joel Zimberg, what a great chat this morning. Senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, an associate clinical professor of surgery at the Icahn Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. Great chat, Dr. Joel. Come back soon, sir, and thanks for taking the time with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you, sir, Dr. Joel Zimberg. Great chat right there. You know what? I tell you, I talk to the doctors. And when you're down there, I will trust Dr. Zimberg. I'll trust the doctors we have on the program. Don't trust the government. I'd rather hear from the docs. I don't know. I really, really, and I would suggest, this is not medical advice, I would suggest if you have any questions, talk to your doctor. You got to talk to your doctor because he's going to know you best. And you listen to the government. And how great is it that Dr. Zimberg said, it's not a political statement, but it's true the way the president scolds us. He scolds us. What's with that? Hey, you know what I got to do, though? Dr. Tawfiq Hamid is going to join us, former jihadist, by the way. I'm telling you, we're getting into it this morning. We're going to find out how we can, what we got to do in Afghanistan and how Americans can better identify radical Islamists. Carol Markowitz will join us this hour. Oh, yeah, from the New York Post. Mike Gallagher, Corey Lewandowski, Jimmy Brewer is going to join us. I can't wait. Jimmy is the best. That's a great guy. And we'll chat with Jimmy, canceling shows over these COVID rules. And he goes, look, I don't want mandates. And Jim was courageous enough to do that. We'll talk to the great Jim Brewer, Tom Del Beccaro as well. We're following Larry Elder. And hopefully people will vote yes on the recall in California. And hopefully when they vote for somebody, it will be Mr. Elder. Let me do this before we break, guys. They had the Blinken hearing yesterday with Secretary of State Blinken for the mismanagement of this withdrawal from Afghanistan. You know, everybody wanted to be out of Afghanistan. They're using that saying, we wanted to get out. That's not the question is how we did it. It was so mismanaged. It was such an embarrassment. And they blamed the previous administration. Let me tell you something. These cowards, the Taliban, they would have been scared silly of the last administration. Trust me. And now with this, it was an embarrassment. So if we can, I want to play the Lee Zeldin cut if I can, Joe. Lee Zeldin, who's on the show, running for governor of New York. And Congressman Zeldin really gave it to Blinken, said right to Blinken, right at the hearing, you know, you want to show leadership, you resign. Let's hear, Lee, if you would, Joe. Thank you.
What happens when China and Russia and Hamas and Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, they continue to press forward because we have an administration that doesn't know how to confront an adversary, understanding that they do not respect weakness. They only respect strength. And it is so greatly unfortunate, the consequences. And I believe that you, sir, should resign. That would be leadership.
Woo! There it is. Lee Zeldin. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm telling you, when the Republicans should fight, and I'm not even a Republican. I've had it with both parties. But when I see Lee Zeldin step up, and then you had Representative Scott Perry step up, Brian Mast as well, and certainly when you have Congressman Scalise leading the way, there is hope. There is hope that we could take back the House so it's not full of regressive socialists and anti-Semites. I'm just saying. 20 after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio. We're going to talk to Dr. Hamid coming up momentarily. Debbie's on the roads right now on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening. First of all, with the PATH trains, Newark to World Trade, delays right now with police department activity at Exchange Plaza. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit trains, Intune Avenue, New York Penn, a 30-minute delay with a disabled train in one of the Hudson River tunnels. That's what's causing the problem there. Traffic is moving slowly as you head to Sunrise Highway, westbound at 5th Ave and Bayshore. Accident investigation on that service road, and crews are still out there at the scene. They've been out there all morning. Southern State Parkway, westbound at Merrick Ave, getting out toward North Merrick, a crash there to watch for. It's still busy on the Staten Island Expressway, eastbound, jammed up out through the Verrazano. The BQE heavy in both directions out through Atlantic Avenue, through the construction zone. Bronx River Parkway, southbound at Westchester Ave, it's a collision there as well. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 30, Holland about 45 minutes getting into town. 80 West, exit 59 in Patterson, an accident on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 81. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brooklyn, thank you, Debbie Duhaime. You got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Here's the number, 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Everybody's going to Michael's of Brooklyn. Avenue R and Nostrand. All right, but if you're around the country and you're kind enough to listen to your pal Joe on the radio on AM970TheAnswer.com, we invite you to go to the supermarket, and when you're at the supermarket, look at all the sauces, all the gravies right there in that aisle, right, with all the pasta and everything. Take home Michael's of Brooklyn. You, I'm telling you, people tell me how great it is. I'm telling you how great it is. And no, I don't buy jarred sauce, Joe. I make my own, and absolutely as you should. But what you need that go-to, you know, when you're in a rush and you're trying to feed the kids and you got the family there, you get a couple jars of Michael's of Brooklyn. You're not going to believe how great this is. It's your go-to sauce, the arrabbiata, puttanesca, fresh marinara, home-style gravy. It's spectacular, all right? You got to check. You can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com and join the Sauce of the Month Club, too, by the way. In the meantime, if you're local or if you come to New York, and we'd love to see you, you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R, Nostrand. It is the authenticity of the Italian-American experience at Michael's of Brooklyn is second to none. You will feel it from the ambiance, the warmth, the comfort that Fred is there, Johnny's there, Marianne, Michael himself, the whole Cacace family is there. It's like you're going to their house. I'm telling you, that's the way you will feel. And the cuisine, homemade, made from scratch, like you cannot believe. Please call, though, okay? You got to make a reservation because everybody's going to Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think?
You sure?
We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I love telling you about Broadway House for Continuing Care. Broadway House for Continuing Care, and they were recently named one of New Jersey's best nursing homes by NJBiz. They consistently earn five-star ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and that is the national organization's highest rating. But you know what? It's more than a nursing home. They take folks, they take the most vulnerable members of our society, and they bring them in. People who don't go to other hospitals, they take them in at Broadway House for Continuing Care. People with HIV, with AIDS, you know, people recovering from acute illnesses or injuries. I walked through and met all these folks. I met the patients with James Gonzalez, who walked. This is a great organization. Now, you can help out and have some fun along the way. Here's how you can do it. You ready? The 2021 Charity Golf Classic for Broadway House for Continuing Care. How great is this? It's Sunday. You write this down, please. September 26th. Top Golf in Edison, which is so much fun. Top Golf, if you've never been, you got to check this out. You got an evening of golf, you get instruction from a coach, and great food. Plus, you will fund, more importantly, life-changing medical care and extensive social services to restore the health and lives of our residents. I love that Broadway House is right there in Newark. They're taking care of folks because there, but for the grace of God, go all of us. And Broadway House steps up for these folks. Please help them out by checking out this 2021 Charity Golf Classic for Broadway House for Continuing Care. Go to, please, BroadwayHouse.org.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
That's right. We're fired up this morning, 8:26, with Joe Piscopo on the radio, taking no prisoners. Dr. Tawfiq Hamid is a former jihadist, author of Inside Jihad. Dr. Hamid, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us this morning, sir.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Hamid, how did you become a follower of the jihadist lifestyle and then break away from jihad, man? How did you do that?
Yeah, actually, I was brought up in Egypt by a very secular and liberal family. Mm-hmm. I thought about the concept of God and creation when I was studying the DNA molecule. And I really have devotion and desire to reach God, to find him. Mm-hmm. In the medical school, the Jama'a Islamiyah, which was a radical group that legally existed in the country back then, and it was in our medical school, mm-hmm. they actually invited me to join them. I was young and motivated. I wanted to serve the religion. I wanted to serve God. And I thought that this was the way. And they invited me. The first thing they said to me, I will never, that al-fikru kufr, which means, it's an Arabic word, that means thinking, if you started to think, you will become an infidel.
Yeah.
So they suppressed my critical thinking. Then gradually they suppressed my human conscience by thinking that doing anything is justifiable as long as it is the will of Allah or it is in Islam. And after this stage, it happened that they asked me to contribute and share with them in kidnapping a police officer in Egypt and kill him. Hmm. And they wanted to bury him alive. I just couldn't take it, and I started to change, and I started to reform since then, which was 40 years ago, actually.
Wow. Yeah, how do you know, forgive me for, this is a layman's term, doctor, but it's like a gang. It's like some of the gangs that are in America.
Absolutely.
That analogy is just, is it not, sir?
It's worse than a gang, because a gang member may have his human conscience telling him what you are doing is wrong, and he might repent. But these people think that what they are doing, the evil they are doing, is the will of God himself. Oof. So their human conscience doesn't work anymore. They think they are doing something great. So, in fact, it is worse than a gang, in my opinion.
Yeah. Now, how do you change it? How do you go? How do you talk to someone who's young? Like if Hamas is teaching children to hate Israel, just to hate. Yeah. Where do we start on all of this, Dr. Hamid?
I think we need to start, as I mentioned in my latest op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, in what I call the brain stem. Because for any evil to occur, you need some brain cells giving order to the hand, for example, to throw a bomb or to stone some person or to kill a human being. So you need to work at the very beginning where the thinking process starts, in the brain, in the mind. And there are many tactics, including messaging, effective messaging, and counter-messaging, effective educational programs that uses specific cognitive psychology tactics to specifically work on the thinking traits that leads to radicalism, providing alternative interpretations of the violent religious text, as I did already with my modern commentary for the Quran, which have more than now 2 million followers in Arabic. It's in Arabic. So you need to work really from different angle. You need effective deterrence for the radicals. The radicals do not fear death. So imagine you are dealing with someone who doesn't care about death. So you need to use different form of deterrence that deter them from doing a terror acts. So actually, the whole game, in my opinion, is in what I called brain scan, shifting the war on terror from Pakistan, Afghanistan to brain scan in the brain.
So can we, do we, by the way, we're talking with Dr. Tawfiq Hamid, and kind enough to join us, former jihadist, but he saw the light. He's the author of the book is Inside Jihad. You can check out this Wall Street Journal article from the doctor as well. Dr. Hamid, do we trust the Taliban, sir, in Afghanistan?
No, I can't trust them. And you will see in the future, they belong to the radical way of thinking. They belong to radicalism. And their fellow radicals will join them soon. And I will never trust people like the Taliban. And even the very first fruit of their actions was just the beginning of evil, suppression of women, beating people in the street. And they are just betraying us by a concept called tiqya, which is deceiving the infidels that they consider us infidels until they become more powerful. So I will never trust them.
And ISIS-X, what is ISIS-X? All of a sudden, all these terror groups. So you have ISIS within and Al-Qaeda. Well, are they all going to end up fighting each other in Afghanistan, in your opinion, doctor? Do you think there'll be just a more of a civil war in Afghanistan, or will they, God forbid, all join together and then attack the Western world?
I think they will do the second one, joining together, because they will fight together if there is no external enemy. But for them, the external enemy still exists. That's us. We are against all their values and the principle. Their values is suppression of freedom of religion, suppression of women, suppression of human rights, killing gays, and declaring jihad to force people on Islam, hating the Jews and anti-Semitism. So we are against their agenda. So we are their enemy from their point of view. And I can tell you, they will unite against us. And when they destroy us, and if it happens, they will start fighting with one another. So as long as we exist, they will focus on us.
A great conversation here. You're brave, very brave a man, and very an honest man, Dr. Hamid. We appreciate
what you
stand for, what you've done, and for joining us. The book is Inside Jihad, by the way. And just before we let you go, sir, so this current administration in Washington, they think they could deal with the Taliban, that they're going to have the Taliban be a regular world power, and now China's stepping in. But in no way, in your opinion, Dr. Hamid, should we trust the Taliban, because there's no way that there will be a peace in Afghanistan, in your opinion, sir?
Absolutely. There's no way these people will belong to our normal and regular human civilization without changing their ideology. And obviously, they haven't changed it, and I don't think they are going to change it. They are so dedicated about it.
Thank you, Dr. Hamid. Thank you for joining us this morning. Please come back, and we appreciate it, sir.
My pleasure and honor. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Tawfiq Hamid. Inside Jihad is the name of the book. Joe on the radio, 833 right now. Oof, that's a lot to take into, but it is the truth from a former radical jihadist right there. Please. 834, let's go to Bill Gagan. He's in for Al this morning doing the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 68 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Some big musicals reopening today on Broadway. Charlotte St. Martin, she's president of the Broadway League. She notes a number of COVID protocols in place.
Being required to have vaccinations and wear masks during the performance, or for children under 12, a negative tests.
Hamilton, The Lion King, Wicked in Chicago, pulling up the curtain as Broadway emerges after an 18-month shutdown. Attendance was down on the first day of school yesterday in New York City. Preliminary data shows 82% of students showed up. Powerball jackpot up to $432 million after no one won last night. For this evening, $383 million are up for grabs in tonight's Mega Millions drawing. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Kagan on AM 970. The Answer, traffic with Debbie Duhane.
Thank you, Bill. Let's go out to the inbound GWB. Still 40 minutes in. The outbound George Washington Bridge, upper and lower construction till 2:30. Lincoln, 30 minutes into town. Holland, about 40. Keep in mind with New Jersey Transit, it looks like service into and out of New York's Penn Station, a 30-minute delay because of a disabled train in one of the Hudson River tunnels. Expect traffic here on the Sawmill. Southbound is at the Taconic. It's ongoing construction. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you head to Route 1 northbound at Old Post Road in Edison with emergency construction. 24 westbound exit 7 into Short Hills. It's an accident being cleared by the Short Hills Mall. Expect delays as well as you head to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound on the brakes out through the Verrazano. Eastbound BQE, bumper to bumper up toward Atlantic Avenue. Partly cloudy today, high of 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Odds are you're hiring to free up time, not lose more. With Indeed, you get the platform that delivers four times more hires than all other sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Post a job and say you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Joe on the radio, Carol Markowitz is going to join us from the New York Post. I want to tell you about Mike Lindell and the My Slippers. You know, call me a geek, call me whatever. I love my My Slippers. You know, they're so comfortable. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, right? The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. They're made with quality leather suede. They look great. I could actually jam with Mikey on the guitar and still have my My Slippers on. How cool am I? But listen to this from Mike, please, for you, because Mike loves the radio audience. He loves that you're listening, and he gets it. 50% off. Boom, the My Slippers, 50% off. They're so comfortable, you're going to want to get them for the whole family. Will you please call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Promo code is Joe P. MyPillow.com, Joe P is the discount code. I like that, like E.T. Joe P. Click on the radio listener square, all right? And you're going to get 50% off the new My Slippers. You will love these. This is one of the greatest things Mike ever invented. Took a couple of years to invent them. You'll love them. You're not going to want to be without them. And also check out other great discounts on all the MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress toppers, and the MyPillow towel sets. I have it all. I am Piscopo Pillow. That is me. Right? Like that. And my cousin Paulie. Paulie Pillow, we call him. He would always bring a pillow over when he visits, you know. We just call 800-651-0798. 0798 MyPillow.com. 50% off the new My Slippers. What's the promo code? Joe P.
If you've been in Manhattan and haven't gone to Serendipity 3, you don't know what you're missing. It's been said that their sundaes make you feel like a child all over again. Serendipity 3 is a New York treasure. Call 212-838-3531 or go to serendipity3.com to make a reservation. It's home to amazing food and decadent desserts. Their world-famous frozen hot chocolate is the best you can get. Serendipity 3 restaurant has been captivating millions of patrons since its inception. It's an enchanting place where artists and actors of both the past and the present come for inspiration. It's been said that their sundaes make you feel like a child all over again. I can't think of anything better than that. Stop by Serendipity 3 at 225 East 60th Street, New York, New York, today. Conveniently located by the NRW456F and Q trains. They're open Monday to Sunday. Call 212-838-3531 or go to serendipity3.com to make a reservation. That's 212-838-3531.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. Carol Markowitz standing by, but I want to get you out of pain. You can get out of pain, I believe, with Relief Factor. I've been at dinner. I see people take out the Relief Factor package. They have the Relief Factor. Everybody's taking Relief Factor. We talk about Kent from Arkansas. I talk about Billy from California. I talk about Joey from New Jersey. That's me. $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. $19.95 to see. You get the 3-week quick start. Give yourself 3 weeks. To see if you get a pay. For me, it worked in 5 days. Boom, like that. And I have been, by the grace of God, out of pain ever since. So you got to go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. I love telling you about this because I see so many people that aren't active. You see Larry Elder in those commercials, right? You see big Dr. Gorka, you know, up there. Mike Gallagher tells you about this. They know what we're talking about because we all take Relief Factor and it works for us. We think it will work for you. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Or please call 800-500-8384.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Carol Markowitz, kind enough to join us this morning, columnist for the New York Post. Carol, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us about your article here in the Post. No sports, no clubs, no talking during lunch, yeah. and other joys of COVID schooling. I love it.
Yeah,
very well said.
We've just sort of lost our collective minds in New York City and many other places across the country.
Yeah.
We're treating fish like these disease vectors, which they're completely not. And we are doing, we're taking measures that don't matter and won't help anything, even if kids were more susceptible to this, but they're not. So we need to stop doing crazy things, Joe. We really do.
Yeah, I've hit the wall. I'm like the rest of us. I hit the wall. I said, you know,
yeah.
I'm a hypochondriac. Give me the vaccine. I'll do everything. But if you don't want to take it, I'm not going to hold it against you. If you don't want to wear a mask, I'm not going to hold it against you. And then tell us, Carol, if you would, about your daughter's middle school. They won't even, they're not able to use lockers. They won't let
right.
the kids.
Well, so what it ends up being is she carries around this gigantic backpack for
yes,
no reason.
Yes.
Where, you know, and she's around these kids anyway. It's not like we're protecting somebody. And it just, what really bothers me is that we have real world examples all around the world, primarily in Europe, where kids lived normal lives for the last 18 months. They didn't wear masks. Many places in Europe did not have masking under 12 at all. And they continued in a really normal fashion. Britain didn't have any masking or social distancing, and they didn't have worse results than we did. We're doing things all wrong, and we refuse to learn the lesson.
Yeah, and now Mayor de Blasio has made it known that children 12 and older will require mm-hmm. vaccination and to participate in sports, choir, and other extracurricular
yeah.
activities. But, mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I got my kids vaccinated, but, of course, not my 10-year-old, because I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear doctors say there could be a heart problem, and we just heard that maybe
right.
it's not that bad. Now, they don't know. They don't know when they're telling
they
us
know.
What to do.
Yeah.
And
they,
I mean,
yeah.
What do you say? Do you just not go to public school maybe, Carol, huh?
It's very nerve-wracking, and I get it. And the thing is, like most people, I'm very pro-vaccine. I was extremely pro-vaccine, and I got the COVID vaccine pretty early on as well. But we don't know about kids. And the thing is, the real reason I don't think kids should be rushed into the vaccine is not that I don't trust the vaccine. I do. It's because they're not – they don't have a lot of bad outcomes from COVID. We've had, you know, 400 kids approximately die from COVID over the entire length of time in America. Now, that's a, you know, every child death is obviously a gigantic tragedy,
yeah.
and I understand
yeah.
that. But they die of so many other things in larger numbers, like swimming pools, car accidents, and we don't stop driving cars. We don't stop swimming in swimming pools. We have to have a risk assessment that makes sense. And it doesn't make sense to me to vaccinate kids when they're already so not susceptible to this virus.
I know. I love in your article, you quoted this New York State Education Department health guide. Due to increased exhalation that occurs during physical activity,
Some sports can put players, coaches, trainers, and others at increased risk for getting COVID-19. Yeah. They don't know that for a fact. That's not a clinical study, correct?
Right, absolutely. And the thing is that they're scaring people with that kind of thing. I mean, people are listening to them and saying, oh, well, I guess my kids shouldn't play sports. And we used to understand that sports is good, activity is good, exercise is good. But when you scare parents into thinking that their kids might die if they're going to be playing a sport, I mean, look at the obesity level that just exploded in the last year. I mean, everybody jokes about gaining weight during the quarantine, but it's going to have really bad health repercussions for all of us. Look at the kid obesity rate. It's all going up, and it's a giant problem.
They never talk about it. They never talk about it. That's exactly right, and it seems to be worse. And not only that, the drug use. They don't look at the statistics of the drug use. Look at the statistics of all the things that the kids are getting. Suicide, God forbid. God, that's the one. Oh, my gosh. As a parent, I'm petrified about that. They never address these things, correct?
At all. They never mention that there's real repercussions to the things that we've done. I mean, just the fact that major urban centers in America closed schools for over a year in some places. I mean, we used to know that school mattered. School is somewhere that kids go to be safe and secure all day. You know, I had a friend last year who had two, like, slightly older kids, 11 and 14. They could have been home on their own. She said it wasn't that she was, you know, it was a problem for them to be learning at home, but she needed the care. She needed them to be around their friends and to be somewhere where people cared about them all day long. She could hire a babysitter. That's not the point. The point is that we used to understand that school was part of our community.
Yeah, it's so true. And tell me about this, too. The mask covering, and I heard people talk about it, it's so true. Mm-hmm. To communicate, you need a smile. You need the kids. I mean, don't you need, so they're trying to mute us and make us kind of like, and am I wrong? Yeah. I mean, for children especially, they need that smile. They need that contact. I mean, otherwise we're going to, what are we creating, correct?
Yeah, and if anybody who has ever had interaction with small kids know that they're impossible to understand at the best of times. And, you know, we're one of the few countries in the world that is masking two-year-olds. I mean, that is abnormal. And the fact that we can't seem to face it, you know, every time you see a video of a two-year-old being dragged off an airplane, that video is happening in America. And there's a reason for that. We've lost our collective minds.
Yeah, in Carol Markowitz's study, here she talks about a study in her article. Study after study has found that being able to see human faces is essential to kids being able to develop a host of social and cognitive skills. God bless you for saying that. Hey, you know, Carol, you're like a famous columnist. Everybody knows you. What a great mom you are. Tell us, what is your day like? Can I go here for a second? No, because me too. I'm such a dedicated, dorky dad. I really am. I worry too much.
Lordy.
But yeah, I wear, that's the whole, my impetus is my children. So when do you write? Because when the hardest thing to do, you know, is a blank screen, a blank screen. God bless you. I mean, it is, you know, I can dance on the radio. We could talk. I can take a phone call. You got a blank screen and a deadline, you know, I mean, and yet do you get your kids out first in the morning before you even attempt to write your
No, there's no, I mean, I just got all three kids off to school.
I'm gonna sit down
and write some pieces today.
You got to get something. You got to feed them, though. You got to feed them. You get breakfast.
Exactly.
I mean,
right.
So do you cook them? This is like a dad talking to a mom. I mean, really. So because I don't want to get them. Waffles are easy. Boom, in the toaster and out. But it's waffles. Do you make them like fresh? Please help me out here.
Obviously, all three kids eat completely different things because they like to drive parents crazy. But, you know, yogurt, cereal, this Israeli pastry called berekas is really popular in our house. The mornings are chaos. In the summer, they wake up at 6 a.m. Today, I had to wake them up at 7:30 to get them out the door. And madhouse.
Man, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that. Carol Markowitz kind enough to join us this morning. You got to check out
Thank you so much.
Well, Carol, this article is great. No sports, no clubs, no talking during lunch and other joys of COVID schooling. Carol, great, great article. Keep up the great work. And God bless you for being
Thank
a great
so
mom.
Much.
Love it. I love
Thank
it. Take
you.
Care.
Thank you.
Talk soon. Thank you. Carol Markowitz right there. You got to check her out in the New York Post. I worry about that. I'm such a dedicated dad. I worry about that. What am I going to feed the kids? What am I doing? I worry about it. Like yesterday. Listen to me. This is this is what I'm talking about. So Mikey wants to come over, and he wants to listen to this. He wants to rehearse his band in the garage, you know. So I'm going, yeah, great. This is great. Garage band. Come on. My wheelhouse, right? So this is what I did when I was a kid. So they come in. They're rehearsing and everything. All of a sudden, listen to this. Listen. I live out in the boondocks, and I live out in the boondocks for a reason, because I like this space, you know, and way away from New York, you get a bang for your buck. It's not as expensive living close to New York, when God forbid, yeah, you know, so I'm out in the boondocks. You can't see my neighbor. I can't see any neighbors. And it's like, oh, this is great. Come on. In. So they're jamming in the garage, and the garage doors are open because it was hot yesterday. So now I missed this because I was prepping for the show, and I missed this. But I went back to check on the guys. They go, oh, a neighbor came over and was complaining that the band was too loud. Listen to me. I'm going, what? How could this person hear that the band is too loud? So we go. So listen, Debbie, someone drove up to the driveway, and you know my driveway. It's like, yes. You know, you can't. Yes. It takes. You got to work to get down the driveway.
Yeah.
This lady comes over, complains, and goes, I have to get up 4 o'clock in the morning, and I don't even know where her house is. Her house has got to be a half mile away. And she comes over, and I went, guys, wait, tell me again. Someone came over, and I missed the whole thing. Otherwise, I would have just said, ma'am, I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning, and it doesn't bother me. And the kids aren't out doing drugs; they're playing music. I hate to use the expression. This is kind of it's not an appropriate term, but the lady apparently was. They said a Karen or whatever that is. That's like I guess that's. Yeah, just kind of, oh, my God, I'm going to just complain about it. Give me a break. I said, kids, you know what? Turn it louder. Open up the garage doors. No, that's not true. We close the doors. We try to adhere to the neighbor policy. But really?
But the houses are pretty far away, right?
I can't see the neighbors. I can't see them.
That's amazing. She probably could have put earplugs in. It would have been fine.
I know. Was that the best? Only me. I tried it, but they think it's easy. It ain't easy, you know?
No.
Hey, 851, Debbie is out there on the roads. Jim Brewer is going to join us next. Yeah, Jimmy's coming on the show. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's go out to the sawmill southbound at the Taconic. It's construction 6, getting out past 293, getting out toward Central Valley. Watch for an accident there, getting out toward the Bear Mountain Bridge. You're slowing down with New Jersey Transit. Looks like all trains into and out of New York's Penn running with 30-minute delays because of a disabled train. Really solid here on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out toward Forest Avenue with a crash. Busy on the BQE in both directions through Atlantic Avenue. Over on Sunrise Highway, Service Road westbound by 5th Avenue, Bayshore, ongoing accident investigation. That's been out there all morning, Joe. And watch for delays on 80 West, exit 59 in Patterson. A collision is on the shoulder. 508 getting out toward the Whit Penn Bridge into Jersey City. An accident over there as well. And expect some delays on Route 1 northbound at Old Post Road in Edison with construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. As many of you know, Buddy Foy Jr. and his wife Jen own the Chateau on the Lake in Bolton Landing, New York, on Lake George. It was the inspiration for their Food Network TV show, Summer Rush, which chronicled happenings at the Chateau and the restaurants owned by Buddy's parents and brother. If you've never been, it's time to go, because they've received over 30 Diner's Choice Awards, the Wine Spectator's Award of Excellence, and have been named to the Top 100 Most Romantic and Top 100 Most Scenic in America. The lakefront is a spectacular way to dine, enjoying the magnificent beauty of Lake George. Open for 9 years, the Foys and their professional staff are passionate about food and people and are famous for serving delicious French-inspired cuisine in Italian portions. The Chateau on the Lake also has luxury rooms if you want to spend the night. For more details and to make a reservation, visit their website, thechateauonthelake.com. That's thechateauonthelake.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night and it would be released the next day, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home playing for Thursday night, the judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hello there. Hi, Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's going to check in a second. I want to tell you about Trinitas. By the way, I had a lung screening at Trinitas, again, because I'm a hypochondriac. And they said, Joe, you want a lung screening? Let's show you how quick it is. And it's low dose, and it's painless, and non-invasive, fast and easy at Trinitas. 30 seconds, boom, thank God my lungs were okay. But if you've been a smoker for a 20-pack year smoking history, you're between 50 and 80. And even if you've quit in the past 15 years, time for a lung screening. You know, if you catch something, God forbid, if you get it early, you can beat it. Here's the number for Trinitas. You want it, this lung screening that I had. It's so quick and so easy and non-invasive. 908-994-5984. It's 908-994-5984. Most screenings, by the way, are covered by most insurance. You do it for yourself. You do it for your family. You just got to do it. All right. You can count on Trinitas to take care of you. I know that personally, upfront and personal. Trinitas is the best. 908-994-5984. Make an appointment. 908-994-5984. We got Mike Gallagher. Mike's checking in with us. Mike's up at 10:05 on AM 970. The Answer. Hello, Michael. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Now, I'm no fashion mogul like you are. I'm in no position to judge anybody's formal wear. But did you see AOC's dress last night at the Met Gala?
Embarrassed. I was embarrassed.
It looked like a giant Chick-fil-A bag. It was the same font as a Chick-fil-A. Did you notice? Tax the Rich. She's wearing Tax the Rich in blood red on a white gown at a $35,000 a ticket gala. Joe, you can't make this crap up.
They're beyond satire. I know. And Mike, you know what? People died in Queens, in Ida. They died from because of infrastructure, not because of climate change. Because the lack of infrastructure. And she's out there. Well, people are having trouble with the virus. We're starting school. There's so much going on. People are dying in Afghanistan. Women, the border. Mike, you're going to wear a dress and pay $30,000 a ticket. I am incensed about this. And
these
the press.
So tone deaf. Leftist elitists prancing around.
Exactly right.
Telling us how great they are. It's virtue signaling, and you're right. The country is struggling. Tonight, I mean, Broadway's opening up 4 or 5 big shows. I'm going to be at one of them. I'm excited. You know me, theater geek. I'm going to be there at the theater taking in, I think I'm seeing Hamilton, or no, Chicago. But you know, look at the ushers going back to work finally, the stagehands, the musicians, the performers, and there they are prancing around at a $30,000 a ticket event, thumbing their nose. Unreal. You have a right to be incensed, and I appreciate your passion. I love you, Joe. Thank you, Michael.
Michael, love you, too, and we'll be listening. Mike Gallagher, 10:05 right here on AM 970, The Answer. Joe Lundberg, weather-wise, how are we doing, Joey, this morning?
Warm and humid today. Hazy sun, about 80. We'll be in the mid-80s tomorrow. Late day and at night, we'll get thunderstorms, cloudy, cooler with a shower or two on Thursday.
Well done, Joe. The old Lundberg right there. He is our man. Hey, Mike Gallagher is on at 10:05. Just want to make sure you got that. Got it? I know you did. Corey Lewandowski right off the top of the hour. Jim Brewer, he's my stand-up friend, one of the funniest cats on the planet, is going to join us. He canceled a couple shows because of the COVID mandates. He goes, no mandates for my audience. That is from Jim Brewer. That is courage right there. Tom Del Vaccaro reporting from California as well. Joe on the radio, we're coming right back.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.